This is it. The infamous confession booth. Do I have to do anything, or is it already recording? Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I got it from here. Thank you. Hi there. I'm here to confess my dirty secret to you. This is a really good one. I promise I won't disappoint. Oh my god. Okay, so I have these friends, my two best friends in the world. Love them both to bits in the way friends do, and the two of them love each other too. But they love each other in more of a I want to spend my life with you and fuck you every chance I can get kind of way. And I never ever resented them for that. I love the fact that they love each other so much. So this day, I love it. So, spoiler alert, this whole story has a happy ending. Anyway, they dated for years and they were not shy about the fact that they were having sex all the time. The three of us were pretty open about that stuff with each other. Yeah, they told me all about their sexual escapades, and as the designated third wheel, I told them way too many details about my sex life. You know, one night stands or whatever situationship I was in at the time, the kind of stuff. We were just open with each other in a way that not a lot of other people understood. I guess that's probably why a lot of people found our friendship kind of strange. But regardless, they ended up getting married, and this story begins at their wedding reception. So, we're all having the night of our lives, right? Drinking and dancing, singing along to whatever the DJ is playing. The bride and groom are stunning and jaw-dropping in that order. And because of this stupid inside joke we have, which I won't bother to explain, the DJ plays this song. You've probably heard it. It's by Shaggy. That wasn't me song. He puts it on and I knew exactly what it means. So I rush over to the bride and we're laughing our asses off, dancing together, and the groom is watching us laughing. But also like really looking at us, you know? I didn't think about it at the moment, but when I think back now, I get why. The song comes to an end, and because of that stupid inside joke, the bride and I kiss, and the whole crowd either hollers or looks away, mostly depending on how old they are. Mostly, not totally. So, like I said, we kiss. And while everyone is still hollering, she puts her head next to mine, lips against my ear, and says, "Come up to our room tonight." And my drunk ass is thinking, hell yeah, we'll all go up there and drink together and have fun like we always do. Oh, I'm drinking too much to think about like what they would be doing in their room on their wedding night, so I just whisper, of course, into her ear. And I give her another peck on the lips, and the crowd hollers again. And then the DJ starts a new song, and the party goes on. I'm so happy for them. Happy for us. I had no idea how much this night was really going to be about all three of us. So, like, the time flies. By the end of the night, I forgot most of what happens between our kiss and their room. Not because of the alcohol, but because the rest is just so much more poignant. I do remember seeing her text. She tells me they're up there. And the party's largely died down, so I head up to their room from the reception. And I'm still too oblivious of what I'm walking into. I knock on the door and they're both in there. His jacket is on the floor and their shoes are off and they're just kind of hanging out. I remember thinking about how impossibly awake they looked after their long day. And it starts off exactly how I expected. All three of us take a shot together. We're sitting on the huge bed that's in their suite, laughing, recounting our favorite parts of the reception. I keep glancing at the mirror at the head of their bed, and in the back of my mind, I start to feel it. I dismissed it as being treated differently since I was the guest in their room, but they're like slowly, subconsciously getting closer to me. Their attention slowly starts to fixate directly on their mate of honor. And as if to confirm my suspicions, I glance in the mirror again. And they're both looking at me with such intention, so deeply, and they both follow my eyes, look at me through the mirror, and she turns back to me, and I turn back to her. She glances down at my lips, I glance at hers, and we kiss, and we kiss again. And again, and I feel her hand on my thigh, and while we're making out, I feel another hand starting to take my shoes off. The first feeling I feel is embarrassment. For a second, I'm like, I can't believe I climbed on the bed on their wedding night and forgot to take my shoes off. But then I feel the bride's other hand on my hip, and I realize the groom is taking my shoes off. That's the moment it hits me. The moment I realize I'm not intruding. The moment I realize what I am here for. The moment I realize that I'm here to consummate their marriage with them. With that realization, I lose myself. I put my hand on her cheek, and the hand she has on my hip moves to cup my breast. I can't blame her, because my tits looked amazing in my dress that night. But we start kissing heavier and faster, and I feel the groom's hand grabbing my hips from behind, and he starts kissing my neck. I take short break from making out with my friend to look in the mirror again, and I'm sandwiched between them. The groom keeps kissing my neck, but the bride gives me the most sexy, genuinely devilish grin through the mirror. And we start kissing again. One of the groom's hands moves up to my other breast, and the other grabs my hand and pulls it down between his legs to his growing cock. I look down at it, then back up to the bride, and she smiles and nods. So I start to stroke him through his pants. I felt frozen in that moment, like we were gonna be there forever, kissing, touching. I felt happy, elated, the perfect amount of buzz to ignore any potential consequences, all while I'm stroking his dick and he's kissing my neck and her tongue is teasing between my lips. But in a slow, deliberate motion, she starts to kiss down my cheeks to the other side of my neck. And her hand dips between my thighs, up them, up to my panties. I gasp and I turn as soon as I realize the groom stopped. I turn to look at him, and now he's looking at my lips. Oh my God. And I just giggle a little bit, start to close my eyes, and he leans in to kiss me. An intoxicating, deep kiss, all while my other friend, the bride, is teasing my pussy outside my panties. Both of them are focused so heavily on me. I remembered feeling greedy, guilty almost, but after I subconsciously spread my thighs apart and feel her hands pull my panties to the side and drop my arms down to my sides and let him pull the straps over my shoulders and the dress down my body, and his hands grab my bare tits. I lost all sense of logic. They were in charge. They wanted me. They wanted to take me together. And who was I to deny them what they wanted on their wedding night? Their best friend in the whole world. I never ever considered it, but now that it was happening, I realized how eager I was to be the toy for my friends, the main course. In the back of my mind, I think I always imagined I'd end up in their bedroom someday. Maybe touching myself while they fucked in front of me. Maybe eating her out, or sucking his cock at the most. Nothing like this. Not the center of attention. She teases my clit while he kisses my breasts, licking them, sucking them, lightly biting at my nipples. I was hit with a wave of memories, remembering all the things I told them I liked from my other partners. They remembered it all. The night was special for them. They had a wedding full of people who loved and adored them, but as their eternal third wheel and the final part of our trio, they wanted to make it special for me too. She stuck a finger inside me and I gasped as I grabbed her new husband's head at my teat. Her finger exploring me, his mouth devouring me. I looked in the mirror again and it was like a Renaissance painting. I felt overwhelmed in the most pleasant way possible. They were exploring my body before they take my dress off of me. I remember feeling remarkably exposed to them, naked. While they were both still dressed in the outfits they just exchanged their vows in. But it didn't last. The bride lays me back, slides her hands under my thighs and grabs them from underneath, kissing up my legs, and starts to eat my pussy. Lightly at first, eases me into her tongue, kissing and licking at my cunt until I can't stand the agonizingly glacial pace. When she finally fully presses her face into me, I slide my fingers through her hair. The beautiful hair she paid a hairdresser to sculpt for her. I grip it in my fist and moan for her. I don't even realize her husband getting off the bed until he's impossible to ignore. Don't realize my head is hanging off the bed until he gives me something to look at beyond his wife between my thighs. Out of the corner of my eye, my friend, the newlywed, slaps his hard dick down onto my face. I laugh, a sound that's cut off immediately by a moan as his wife sucks at my clit, and being a frisky, horny bitch, I wink at him, open my mouth, stick out my tongue, and he slides it along my tongue first, far enough that his balls touch my lips. Before he pulls back and slowly, slowly slips his cock in my mouth. I love every second of it. Both of them ramping the intensity up and down just to toy with me. Him fucking away at my mouth like he owned it, while she makes me shiver with light teases. Then they switch. Him taking long strokes to the back of my throat while I moan on his cock from the quick flicks of her tongue. She made me come really fast. In my head, I was like, am I really the first person who gets to come on their wedding night? I knew it was what they wanted, but I still felt like I was robbing them of something. I wasn't in a position to argue. The actual position they put me in was on my back, on the bed. If that wasn't symbolism for let us do this, I don't know what is. So, they trade places, swap, ends of me. The groom had already gotten naked, but the bride God. Well, he's kneeling between my legs. We both watch her take her dress off. And that's a memory I will never forget. She was so beautiful. Her naked body belongs in a museum. I thought about how lucky he was and how lucky I was to be here. We watch her, and somewhere between the coy little laugh she does and the climbing on the bed, my friend between my legs starts to tease me with the tip of his cock. I turn to him for a moment and see what's behind his eyes. The excitement, the desire, the love. Still the love of a friend, but I couldn't help but feel the bond between us all growing into something more. Something intangible. He smiles at me, knowing how close he is. Maybe he's wanted to fuck me all along. Maybe they both have. When she gets on the bed, she lays her hand on my cheek and kisses me. Soft and sweet. Looks up into her husband's eyes and grabs my hand without looking, interlacing her fingers with mine, and says to him, "Put it inside her, baby." He and I are looking at each other. She's staring at him. She squeezes my hand. And my friend, one of my two best friends in the entire world, stares into my eyes as he penetrates me with his hard cock. She kisses him, and I feel his dick twitch inside me, and she pulls away and tells him to fuck me. And like a good newlywed husband, he does as he told. It's slow at first. He pumps into me, and I gasp, and he pulls out. She kisses me next, and he thrusts into me again, and I moan on her lips. The next minute or so is just this: her kissing whoever and wherever she pleases, as her husband fucks me without a condom. Condoms were so far from my mind at that point. I'm just in bliss. Barely aware that I'm the first pussy he's had since they said their I do's. Hardly able to comprehend the spots she's kissing me. I know she kissed my clit and one point because it rocked me to my core. She licks at his cock while he fucking it into me. And when she's pleased, when she decides I'd gotten enough face-to-face time with the guy currently pounding into me, she asks if she can sit on my face. She could have asked me to kill someone right then, and I would have done it. So, of course, I say yes. She throws a leg over my head, and I get the most perfect view of her pussy. She spreads herself a little bit with her fingers and lowers herself onto my tongue. She's facing her husband. I can hear them kissing each other. Maybe this was what they hoped for all along, sharing me between them as they shared an intimate moment with each other. Him pounding pounding into my tight pussy with his dick, her shaking with pleasure as I moan into her from underneath, as I tease and lick. They're touching me. He teases my nipples and makes me moan on his wife's cunt. She grabs my thighs and pulls them apart to help her husband get himself deeper inside me. She licks her fingers and rubs my clit while they kiss. Right up until I find the perfect spot and lick it repeatedly, again and again, until she squeezes her thighs against my head and I make her come. He doesn't slow down, but rather speeds up as his wife rolls off me. I see the determined, pleased look in his eyes as he's ramming his cock into me, his hips slamming against my ass. His wife lays on her side against me, drapes a leg over my body as I feel her warmth, cups one of my breasts and starts kissing my neck, heavily breathing against me. And as her husband is taking me, she whispers into my ear in a tone not unlike her whisper from the dance floor. Do you want him to come inside you? My heart flutters. Unable to speak, I just close my eyes and give a few quick small nods. Open my eyes as she giggles into my ear and turns to look at him, and she just says, "Come inside her, baby." He grins, starts frantically fucking me, hard, primal, strokes, utters a sound somewhere between a groan and a growl. And there, on their wedding bed, on their wedding night, the night they'll remember forever, her husband empties his balls into me. Me. Pulls me down onto him with a firm grip at my thighs and pumps his cum as deep as he can into my eager little pussy. And I come on his cock. The next day, I had to make sure everything was okay between us. Having been the first woman to get filled with cum the night before. But in the moment, I just felt lucky and loved and pleased. It felt like a dream. And even then, I knew this was a memory that would bond the three of us together for good. She kisses me. He pulls out, and I feel his cum leaking out of me onto the bed. And he lays on the other side of me, kisses my shoulder, and we all bask in the glow. Just long enough to enjoy each other's warmth. And we start giggling. Just burning off the excess, excitement and joy. It was perfect. And coincidentally, the sluttiest thing I've ever done. In case you're worried, yes, they did fuck that night. We all had all kinds of sex before the sun came up. I even had that experience of masturbating while they fucked each other. I just never imagined it happening with the groom's cum in me. Anyway, that's my confession. I think I'm running up on the time limit here, but I hope you thought it was worth it. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.